In the middle of a pandemic and at a time of local and national unrest and protests over systemic racism, one proposed response is police reform. This is Lisa Berry, and Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton is seen as someone leading the discussion on police reform and joins us now on 89.1 WEMU to continue that discussion. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
You were recently appointed as a founding member of a national criminal justice think tank. Can we begin by you telling us about that?
Yeah, I didn't even know about the nomination. I received information via an email that I was nominated, and then they follow up to let me know if I was included in this inaugural group, and I was honored to have been selected. So I'm excited to be able to participate. There are some really, really smart folks, deep thinkers that have been thinking around criminal justice for a long time, and it's nonpartisan. So I hope to learn a lot from those folks and be able to contribute where I can.
What do you bring to the table? What's your perspective these days?
So I think I bring to the table, 30 years in this business and at least 20 years working in the area of bias-based policing and policy and cultural change, organizational change, and having thought about this. And I know people are talking about reform and they're pushing it now. But these are discussions I've been a part of for almost two decades in terms of let's push and evolve. And I hope to bring the perspective of someone that's leading a criminal justice agency, as an African-American male, that sees both sides of this, that I hope I'm considered to be thoughtful and strategic in my thinking and not shy. So I'm going to say what I believe. I'm not afraid to share my perspective. I'm at a point in my career where I have very little fear, and I am so ready to continue to lean into these type of challenging discussions. So that's what I bring, a willingness to lean in and have whatever discussion people want to have.
So just how much police reform do you think we need at this time?
So we need a lot of reform. It's not just police reform. At least I said this a couple times. So the George Floyd incident, and I hear this all, has sparked a moment, right? There's a moment in time, and this moment requires immediate action, immediate impact, and all that is good. You see that, right? A lot of elected officials, politicians tripping over themselves to get to the mic, and almost in this desire to be the first to say, I want this legislation, to be the first to say, I want to defund this, to be the first to say, what I hope happens and what is really required here is for us to do a little bit of that. You have to strike where the iron's hot, but also to let deliberate and thoughtful minds take over, not just on the policing side and the government side, but from the people's perspective. So what I'm hoping is this ushers in a new era. And that era of police reform, criminal justice reform, which some of that's already started, the governor's jail, pretrial task force, all of that, but also societal reform. So societal reform that fundamentally deconstructs institutional, systemic, and structural racism that we know has been perpetrated by white supremacy in this country for 450 years. So this will be a failure if we don't move from a moment to an era. And this requires thoughtfulness. This requires analysis. This requires people to sit down to shift the power imbalance between government and the people. So government being willing to give up that power and sit at the table and let us be thoughtful about the outcomes that we want and the strategies required to achieve those outcomes. Then we talk about the structure required to execute those strategies. Should it be the police? Should it be mental health? All of that. Then you talk about the money. And let me just end with this piece. If we start the discussion around money, defunding, reallocation, you've already lost. That's the problem with public sector organizations now already. Everything starts with the money. Once I start with the money, I restrict my creativity, my options, everything. So the money we have to address, but that can't be the start. The start has got to be what do we desire as the outcome. So that's the kind of reform, not just police reform, although that's a central piece, but it will require societal reform for us to rethink all of our roles in building the kind of communities that we want and then committed to doing the hard work to get there.
Now, let me ask you this. How much does mutual respect play out in policing and being policed?
It's essential. So listen, if we're going to build strong and sustainable communities by this concept of co-producing public safety, which again is more than just enforcement, it starts with the nature of the relationship between the people providing the service and the folks receiving the service. And if the folks providing the service, if we're too arrogant to listen to the folks that are receiving the service, well, that undermines the relationship. So mutual respect is important, because mutual respect is a cornerstone of trust. So I have to respect you for us to start to trust each other. And if we trust each other, now we can work and see each other with positive intent. So here's what priority issue now. People say things or do things, and we question the intent around what they say and what they do. So that already puts us in a bad spot. So there's no mutual respect when I don't view what you say with positive intent. If I view what you say and what you do in a negative way, questioning way, that's not respectful. So we have to work towards that. And that's not flipping the switch. And I hear what the people are saying. Well, I'll respect you, but you got to admit what you've done all this time. There has to be a reckoning and an accountability. And I think that starts that process. And the last piece is police legitimacy is important, right? We are a civilized society because we all agree to a social contract and that we're all going to behave a certain way. And there's also this entity we call the police now, but it can be called whatever you want, that's historically been in place. There's some group that's always been responsible for helping maintain the peace. That's always going to be there.
As someone seen as leading the discussion about police reform, Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, do you have any specifics in mind at this time that you think need to be implemented?
Well, I have some specifics for the sheriff's office. I think, part of it is your culture, right? So what are your basic assumptions, beliefs that drive what you do? I think that's important. That's specific internally to our organization. Some of the specifics that we're going to roll out here in the sheriff's office as an ongoing evolution, and we've been doing this now for 12 years. And I'll say this, so folks will say, well, yeah, you guys got good policy. You train, and you still have incidents that occur. And my response is, yeah, you're right. You're right, because we employ human beings, and we're trying to mitigate the risk associated with employing human beings as best we can. So we're going to always focus on our culture and our values and our beliefs, which really drive behavior. We're always going to focus on our policy and look at it and evolve. We evolved our use of force policy just last year. We're always going to look at what's the next training and all of that stuff. So all of that is important. Now where we're focusing to evolve even more, which is where we haven't been as strong as I'd want us to be, although we do community engagement, is now being more inclusive of community. So I want to tell you three initiatives that we're rolling out. We're going to put a press release out in the next week or so. The first one is our 21st Century Compliance Commission. So we know back in 2015, President Obama had his President's Task Force on 21st Century Policing, which has six pillars and a multitude of recommendations for police agencies, which is really the blueprint. So all the people want to reinvent stuff, the blueprint's already been put there. There's very few people, if you get out of the side of partisan politics, that will argue that 21st Century Policing report provides a blueprint for the kind of constitutional police services that we're all looking for. So we have already started. We've been doing this. That's been a guide for us for years. Now we're going to ramp it up, and we're going to have a public-facing dashboard that will lay out all the recommendations and our compliance, partially compliant or not compliant. And we're going to start a commission of a combination of folks, some stakeholders from nonprofit organizations or people we work with, community members. Almost half of that commission will be made up of community members and some of our staff working together to continue the evaluation of our compliance with those recommendations and then working with us on policy, training, and other things so we can gain full compliance. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we are going to be including people from the community in our hiring practice. So So our initial interview process that we have, we do all competency-based interviews. We're going to train community members to work with us to do assessments on new hires, not just for police, but for corrections, dispatch, and other positions in the sheriff's office. And the third one is we're going to hire a director of diversity, equity, and inclusion to the sheriff's office, someone whose primary responsibility is to help us, just like we hired Derek Jackson from the outside of policing to help us understand community engagement. We're going to hire someone else whose expertise is in diversity, equity, and inclusion to help us work through and evolve as an organization from a cultural standpoint, policy, training, and behavior in a way that gets us closer to the outcomes that I believe the community is looking for.
So those are three things you're planning to officially announce next week or later this week?
Yes.
And you heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks for having me.